Maes Roderada, Garden by the Sea. One moon-filled night, she went for a swim. I wouldn't have recognised her if it hadn't been for the moon. She sprinted into the water as if entering a sea of ink, and when she emerged, she gleamed like an olive. She stretched out on the sand, and she lay there for so long I thought she had fallen asleep. And swoosh, swoosh, swoosh went the water. Here I come and there I go. I mimicked the frog's call, and Miranda didn't move, still as death. I finally tired of singing and went home to bed, and just as I was falling asleep, croak, croak, croak beneath my window, I could have strangled her. I pretended to be asleep, and I have resented her ever since. One day, Senoretta came to see the garden, and I showed her the nursery. "These tiny ones here, they'll turn into flowers," I said. "By the time you leave, they will have bloomed and nothing will be left of them, only the seeds." She seemed taken aback. Apparently, no one had ever made it plain to her what happens to all those little plants that are grown from seeds. I took a good look at her. She was pretty. There was something about her that I, the gardener that I am, wouldn't know how to explain, because I have a hard time describing delicate things. And even if gardens are different from most people, and this comes from working with flowers, we also work with the earth. You might say one thing balances the other, but when it comes to her, Senoretta, I mean, it was all flowers. I think I'm getting tangled up now. I like Senoretta a lot to look at, I mean. Sometimes I wanted to say to her, "Sit, please sit down so I can look at you." Naturally, I never dared to, but I might have if I hadn't believed that, on top of thinking I was mad, she might let me go. "Lived here long?" Feliu asked one day as he painted and I watched. "In the village?" "No, the house." "Since my days as a soldier. This garden has trees I planted myself, and not the youngest ones either. I've known two owners of the villa, Senora Pepa, a lady with the devil's own temperament and as old as the hills, and her husband, Senora Riva, a kind-hearted man who never caused anyone any trouble. But the present owners give me free rein to improve the garden, mostly with seasonal flowers. From the very first day they told me to spare no expense." "You like what I paint?" "What can I say? No matter how it's done, I still prefer the real thing to any painting of the sea." And one day he told me to sit down. He was mixing colours and needed my opinion, because the light was blinding and it was all flashes and shadows to him. And I almost burned to a crisp out there, because he went on and on with his brushstrokes. He was very pleased when I said his colour was the colour of water, without being quite as ethereal. And when I said I had work to do, he asked me to stay a while longer. I wanted to be polite, so I did. Miranda played up to him and tried to woo him. She said he should paint her in front of the rhododendrons. He had already told me he would paint me without my having to ask. Miranda would stand in front of him, making faces and striking poses, asking him what he preferred, until one day he said he didn't have time to paint her, but he would do a line drawing. He made her stand there for more than an hour, and he kept reprimanding her, telling her she wasn't still. The girl looked like she had turned to wood. She hardly dared to breathe. When he showed her the finished drawing, she ran off in a rage. Feliu had drawn a toad.